Good morning. It's time for our K-State research, an extension report, and actually, it's not a good morning. This is a terrible morning. We have Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Amanda Grollo here, and it's the last time she's going to be in to record with us. And I'm bummed, but I'm glad she's here anyway. So, Amanda, hi.
Hi. How are you this morning?
Well, like I said, I'm bummed, but you're off on an adventure, and that's a good thing. So
I am. I'm back home to Northeast Iowa to be closer to my family.
That's a good thing right there. And Iowa's gorgeous. I've been there a few times, so.
Yes. I said the only thing I am not looking forward to is the amount of snow I'm going to have this coming winter.
Ah, okay. Feeling a little less guilty now. But, so with all the horticulture and everything that you know, I mean, you've got a huge bunch of knowledge stuck in your head there, and everything that you've done here garden-wise, are you going to be continuing that?
I am, but mostly this time I'm going to be working with kindergarten through third graders, but I will also have master gardeners again.
Outstanding. That sounds like it's going to be a good thing for you. Good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. And I'm looking forward to hearing about our topic today.
Yes. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about benefits of gardening. So I'm going to give out a few tips for gardening and some of the benefits that go along with it. One of the first things you notice when pulling up to a house or a business is its landscape. Curb appeal creates an attractive and inviting space while also adding value to your home. They say it can increase the value of a home up to about 15% by just landscaping around the front door when you see that from the driveway or the street. Another aesthetic is connecting with the wilder world. Not only is it enjoyable to play in the dirt, it can also connect us with the wildlife by creating a pollinator-friendly area or just landscaping for the birds. In the area of health, knowing what you eat is another great tip. The food that you grow yourself is some of the freshest food that you can eat. Vitamin D is mostly obtained from being out in the sun. A healthy amount of vitamin D increases our calcium level, which benefits not only our bones, but our immune systems as well. Gardening also keeps up with us being physically active. With all of the work that goes into gardening, it both burns calories, but also helps strengthen our heart health. A sense of accomplishment and self-esteem boost is gained when we see our hard work pay off throughout the growing season. Working the soil can also reduce stress. Having a task to focus on can boost a feeling of calmness, concentration, and positive and provide a positive serenity. Lastly, people tend to feel and be a lot happier when they are outdoors. There is going to be an expense with growing a garden, so that is one downside, but take into consideration all the benefits you get out of there. A benefit is saving the food you grow throughout the summer months to eat during the winter months. The most common way to preserve food is to can it, which includes making jams and jellies and pickling. Dehydrating, freezing, and curing and smoking are some of the other ways to save food. These are great ways to get kids involved and also get them interested in trying new foods. There is also a great way to plan meals throughout the winter months when you can think about all the stews and soups you can make with the vegetables you've grown throughout the season. Education is another great part for gardening for all ages. One tip I would give is to make either a garden layout or a garden journal to help know what you have planted and if there is something good or bad about each plant. You may notice that throughout the season, a tomato plant that does well is one you want to keep best for a salsa, while there may be another one that does not produce well or is just prone to diseases throughout the season and you just wouldn't recommend growing that again. Those are some great tips to remember in your journal and you can pull out for next year when it comes to your excess seed or going to the market to buy plants. It's also a great way to notice from your tips of the garden what to add each year or if you want to try something new. With children, they have been doing a program where it teaches basic life skills through gardening with the hands-on experiences. Children seem to have a better attitude towards learning life skills, independence, and sustainability while encouraging eating more vegetables. Another tip I would recommend is trying to grow a theme garden, such as eating the rainbow. Have a vegetable of two of each color in the garden. That way, throughout the season, you can see what colors are produced and, you know, try the different things. Create a pizza garden that has tomato, basil, oregano, peppers, garlic, and onions. Another one is grow a garden just for salsa that has tomatoes, onions, jalapeno peppers, tomatillos, cilantro, corn, and various other hot peppers, depending on how hot or mild you want your salsa. Back to the canning I talked about earlier, create a garden with a goal and with that. Back to the canning I talked about earlier, create a garden that has that mind of, I just want to can everything in this garden. Have an asparagus patch along the edge of the garden. That way you don't have to worry about tilling up around it That way you don't have to till around it throughout the season when you're getting ready to plant and disturb the roots of the asparagus. Grow things such as beans, carrots, corn, cucumbers, okra, peas, and peppers. And add in a few potatoes if you want to add those later on to your stews and soups. Lastly, think about the fruit that is grown in our area, such as our apples, peaches, and strawberries, where you can make homemade jams and jellies, or also homemade pie filling, which is one of my absolute favorites. Overall, just enjoy gardening and try new things. You don't need to have a huge garden to be able to grow what little food you need to have year-round, but just get out there and get your hands dirty.
And also things like chopping out weed roots and deadfall and stuff like that. Chopping firewood warms you twice. It also helps take care of some of the stress and aggression you might be feeling.
I was going to say that's a fantastic stress relief.
Yes, very much so. Just make sure the axe is really sharp or you're just going to get frustrated.
Yes.
Well, our loss is definitely Iowa's gain, but every time I look out at the butterfly garden that you inspired me to plant, I'm going to remember all of your good advice, and good luck.
And thank you, everybody. It's been a great year and a half.
It has been indeed. So, all right, you be careful. Good luck up there, and, you know, don't forget to get in touch once in a while.
Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up Monday, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.